Steve Gruber, defending the heartland from coastal elites every day. Here's Steve.
When I'm out walking,
today I'm deploying the Navy to defend the heartland. We're now in the channel from Lake Macatawa, making our way out into Lake Michigan. It's a free-for-all Friday special edition, live from America. Today, Holland, Michigan. What a picturesque and beautiful place. And my next guest says he's a little jealous. He was out fishing yesterday, from what I could tell. But Professor William Wagner here, professor of Salt and Light Global in the Great Lakes Justice Center. William, welcome back.
Great to be back in. Thanks for having me, Steve.
Always good to have you here. We're celebrating Michigan. But we're also keeping a close eye on the Michigan Supreme Court. They heard arguments in the past 24 hours in a case looking at a proposal to amend the Constitution here in Michigan. It's this whole voters, not politicians, an effort to get an initiative on the ballot that would change the Michigan Constitution by the voters. It's the sort of thing that really concerns me. But what are your concerns as you look at it, Professor?
Well, it ought to. After, teaching constitutional law for about 15 years, things like this pop up on our radar and you look into it and all these, little things like, oh, this is, voters, not politicians. Well, guess what? You peel back the onion layer. And what it is it's a leftist Democratic initiative funded by Democrats, funded by people like Hillary Clinton's group, Obama's group, and it's all Democrats running it. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to change the process in which we redistrict the Senate seats and the House seats. And it's really interesting that, they want to make a commission for everything. They want to have a commission of experts for everything.
Well, yeah, because the experts are always loaded, as you know. These experts are leaning hard to the left. And in fact, they say that it's supposed to be nonpartisan, except the only people supporting this effort, politically speaking, are all those that are to the...
Well, that's correct. But and let me tell you something. There's only two ways to draw a district. A way that favors Republicans and a way that favors Democrats, you can have the fanciest computer with the most sophisticated software program. You are not going to get a non-political district. And so the question is,
here's the question. Here's my question to you, because I want to look at this part of the question.
So you're probably asking a question, what's the best way to do it? And the worst way to do it is a way that is not politically accountable to the people. And that's what this proposal does. The current proposal has a commission of experts that in no way have to face an election, that no way have to face any political accountability from the people at all. The current system in our Constitution actually works. If you don't like what the folks did, or if you think they were too political in the way they did it, they have to have a job interview, and it's called an election, and you can throw them out of office at the next time. So I think that we have a serious issue in front of Michigan voters this year, and the Supreme Court's looking at it right now, and it may not even make it to the ballot.
Professor William Wagner here, and my question is, how does it affect the 1963 Constitution?
It devastates it. I mean,
how does it affect the 1963 Constitution? That's the real question.
You look at it, and it's completely rewritten. And you see, the way they do this is they have every place that's being deleted, they have a line out, and everything that's new, they have in bold print. Well, half the Constitution seems to be written out and rewritten, and they have to do that, which is another constitutional legal issue that's before the court, is the way that they're doing this, covering more than one purpose, and that gets into a complicated, boring legal discussion that we won't get into here. But the way that they're doing it is just so improper. It devastates the Constitution in the sense that it takes the power away from the people to control this process and to check this process and have transparency on this process. And it puts it in a commission of of politicians. They say, you know, experts, but really they're partisans, and they will make a decision without the transparency and without the political accountability that the current Constitution provides.
How do these special interest groups keep putting their nose into Michigan? How do they keep getting here?
Follow the money. And that's what I did. I pulled the funding for this, and I couldn't find a single Republican on there, and I may have missed one or something, but it's pages of in very fine 9-font print of Democratic interest and leftist interests. And most of these things that take place so quietly, and then all of a sudden, boom, you know, you've got, you know, this new politically unaccountable. Nobody has any transparency to see what they're doing. Nobody has any ability to check what they're doing. Yes.
Here, the question is, you have these people that say they don't want special interests. They want the voters to be in charge, not politicians, and yet they take all this special interest money out of places like Massachusetts. That's where the money originates from. So by definition, it is a special interest, is it not?
Well, it's more than a special interest. It's a special interest with a very, very partisan agenda. And it's not just an agenda anymore, Steve, I think, to get leftist policy in place, you know, by subterfuge. It's a larger, I think, agenda to undo the constitutional order and replace it with a more European type system, like just like this commission is, where you've got a commission of experts that are making law instead of people that are politically accountable to you and I, the voter.
Well, my question is, what constitutes an expert? That word gets thrown around pretty loosely, Professor. Professor William Wagner here, president of Salt and Light Global, discussing the idea of how we get to a constitutional amendment by way of the voters. But who are these experts?
Well, you and I won't be on any of those panels. And I hold the highest rank in academia, teaching constitutional law for 20 years. I'll guarantee you we won't be on there. You understand the culture better than, you know, most folks, because you are the expert in it. And these experts are people that leftists can control, that leftists can put in place to have their policies put in place instead of political accountable processes. And then they cloak them with these fancy titles of commissioner and expert. And in the end, it's just it's actually a very, very dangerous form of government, because, you know, we lose our freedom slowly. We lose our freedom. My son just wrote an article for slgwitness.com, and he pointed out we're losing our freedom in the daylight. They're doing it right in front of us, underneath our nose. And it needs radio programs like yours to shine the light and transparency and truth on it.
Yeah, they're daring us to do anything about it.
Absolutely.
Daring us to do anything about it is exactly what they're up to. Professor William Wagner, greatly appreciated, as always, president of Salt and Light Global. I wish you were on the boat with us, as you tell us. Great experience. Good to have you here, because the Supreme Court is an important watch as well.
Well, have fun out there, Steve.